The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Today, America has experienced one of the greatest tragedies ever witnessed on our soil.
It's been 18 years, but in some ways, it still feels like yesterday. And even though we've healed as a country, this scar is still there. We must stay vigilant, proactive, to make sure what happened then never happens again.
We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Because evil will never win. 94.5 WGTK. The Answer. Grab another cup of coffee and join The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
And I'm proud to be an American where at least I...
Today, we've had a national tragedy.
You're looking at the World Trade Center. We understand that a plane has crashed into the World Trade Center.
This is at the World Trade Center. Obviously, a major fire there, and there has been some sort of explosion.
Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack.
Oh, there's another one. Another plane just hit. Right? Oh, my God.
In liberating strife.
The victims were in airplanes or in their offices. Military and federal workers, moms and dads.
Who more than self? Yeah, country love.
Thousands of lives were suddenly ended by evil.
We're looking at a live picture from Washington, and there is smoke pouring out of the Pentagon.
America! America!
These acts of mass murder were intended to frighten our nation.
May God thy gold refine!
But they have failed.
Till all success.
None of us will ever forget this day. Yet we go forward to defend freedom.
And ever again divine. And you know, when I was in school, we used to sing it something like this. Listen here. Oh, beautiful, far spacious skies. Far amber waves of grain. A purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain. But now, wait a minute. I'm talking about...
So today marks just a very dark day in our history. Do you remember where you were 18 years ago? On this morning, when we, at this point, on September 11th, it was like any other day. Got up, it was a nice, bright, sunny day, fall day. And for all practical purposes, we thought it was just going to be another work day. New York City residents got up and started their day like any other day. And I remember vividly when my wife, Peg, said, did you see? And she had just turned the news on. Said, did you see that this airplane has hit one of the Twin Towers? Now, we had been in New York just a couple of weeks before. Peg and I both, of course, working with the Mike Gallagher Show. And we'd been up there. And actually, for some odd reason, we'd been down on in that neighborhood and decided to have lunch at Windows on the World, the restaurant on the top floor. It was really sort of a touristy type place, and we didn't go there often, but we'd been we were just in the area. I said, let's have lunch here. And by chance, we happened to bump into to some friends of ours from Greenville who was in New York City that day as well, meeting their family, having lunch there too. And I remember in order to get to the top floor, you had to take an elevator up to, and I forget which floor it was. You had to take one elevator up, you got off of it, and you got on another elevator to take you on up to the top floor. And Peg and I were the only ones on this particular elevator. There was the lady who was the elevator operator. We were talking with her, and she explained to us that she had started that job almost 30 years earlier when that building had opened. She was working in that elevator from day one. And she loved her job. She loved to meet people. She loved to talk to people as she took them on up to the top floor. Just a pleasant conversation. So when Peg says, hey, an airplane hit the World Trade Center towers. And there was speculation, if you recall, initially, that it was just a general aviation airplane. Probably some pilot had just gotten off course. I saw the first images, and at that time, I was flying some. I had my private pilot's license. And as soon as I saw the image, I thought, that's no general aviation airplane. That couldn't have been. Just seeing the initial damage to that building. And I was literally, like many of you probably were, I was standing there watching Fox News that morning when, during a live shot, we saw the second plane hit. And we knew then, without a doubt, that this was an attack. And as the morning unfolded, we had the other attacks, one after the other, as we were all in a panic. Now, Mike Gallagher, and he'll be joining us later this morning, I'm going to be interested to hear what he remembers. But he and Eric Hansen, and at the time, Ron Mitchell, they were in our New York City studios, which, by the way, were in the Empire State Building. And they were getting ready to start the show. But remember, this was just a few minutes before 9 o'clock. And then, this is a sort of, Tommy, this is an indication of how things have changed. We didn't text. We weren't texting back then. Mike had his pager. the pager, and I sent him a message on his pager, and we wanted to let him know, hey guys, do you realize what's going on downtown in Manhattan? Because my thought is, what's the next natural target but the Empire State Building? Because we knew it was an attack by then. Didn't know by whom, but we knew that two planes didn't accidentally fly into these twin towers. So I text Mike. I messaged him on his beeper. They called, and within a few minutes had to evacuate the Empire State Building. Eric Hansen literally had to put a CD in, because that's what we used back then. Literally had to put a CD in for them to get out of the building and head towards Mike's home on Long Island, where he ended up staying for and doing his show for a number of days following. It was a horrific morning. And again, it was a morning that has literally changed our lives. I mean, you think about just something as simple as getting on an airplane back then. You didn't have to show up at the airport quite as early as you do these days. You didn't have to go through TSA. There was no such thing as TSA. I mean, back then, your family could go with you to the gate to see you off. We've certainly changed as a result of it. Sunshine is driving along 85. Good morning. Welcome in.
Hey, how are you doing this morning, Joy?
I'm wonderful. Hope you are.
Yes, sir. I'm busting through this traffic. It's driving me crazy.
Oh, yes. That's just it's a way of life these mornings, isn't it?
Yes, sir. But you know what? I love the wall that they're putting up down 85. I tell you what, it's really making a difference.
Yeah, it's look, we're getting close, Sunshine. They're going to have that wrapped up sometime later this year, and hopefully it'll be a lot better. So just be safe out there.
I was calling you this morning, Joy, because I remember where I was at on 9/11. Me and my mom owned the dump truck company at that time, and my whole family, my brothers, my sisters, and my cousins, we worked for Mama, and we were hauling in and out of a nuclear plant in Charlotte. North Carolina, and I was driving down the road, and I wanted something to drink so bad, and I went through a stoplight, and on the ground was a dollar bill, so I pulled my dump truck over, I got out, and I went back there and got it.
Mm-hmm.
I done a U-turn, and I went to the BP station, and I went in, and I got me a Dr. Pepper. Back then, you can get it for a dollar, and they had a little TV in there, and I seen where the first tower had been hit. And while I was there, I saw the second tower get hit. And I don't know how much time had passed in between. And I went back and got on my CB and called out and told my family what was going on in New York. And when we got back to the nuclear plant, they shut us down and made us all leave.
Wow, yeah. Yeah, it was a morning that if you lived it, you'll never forget it, right, Sunshine?
Yes, sir. Yes,
yep,
sir.
That's for sure. Hey, be safe out there, and thank you for listening to the Morning Answer. Julie is in Spartanburg. Welcome in, Julie.
Hey, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Hope you are.
Good. I'm a first-time caller, but and your show means a lot to me, provides stability, so thank you.
Well, thank you, Julie.
Really quickly, before I go to clinic, that day I was in a rural part of South Carolina, a small hospital in Woodruff that no longer is a hospital. And I was teaching a diabetes education class for about 8 people, and we were all races and mixes. It was white, black, even a Hindu person there. It was like my third out of a series of 6 classes. And we were halfway through the class, and when it hit, and I saw it, I stopped the class and asked everyone if they wanted to leave to go to their families. They said no, they wanted to keep learning. And so then we switched the class to disaster planning, how to take care of chronic illness and diabetes in an emergency. And I gave them a list, and they all went to stores and got emergency supplies. Yeah. And the doctors gave prescriptions. And I told the Hindu family, be careful going home, because at this time when people are scared, you have to be safe. But Woodruff's a wonderful town. They would watch their own. But it was amazing. It was very traumatic. And I was pregnant with my third child at 40.
Mm-hmm.
And I cried because I thought this was a horrible time to bring a child into the world.
Sure.
But you know, it's turned out good. He's very patriotic, and considering ROTC for college. And so it's turned out good. I've got 3 patriotic boys, but
well, it was a horrible day. And Julie, that's just the American way. We just keep living. We keep, moving along each day. In some ways, I guess our country is stronger for it. In other ways, when I remember 9/11 every time I travel. Because there was no such thing as TSA. And if you lived in Woodruff then, and if you ever traveled, you probably left out of GSP. And at that point in time, Julie, your whole family could go with you to the gate and see you off. And you didn't have to worry about going through security. You didn't have to get there an hour early because it was going to take you a while for them to pat you down and look through your luggage.
Or not bring a water bottle or change your shoes.
Exactly.
Yeah. The other important thing is, I want to say, my kids went to public school, and one went to some private and the other went to some charter. And everywhere, no matter how good the school was, and we were fortunate to go to good schools, history is not taught fully. And my family is the second generation immigrant on my side. And I made sure all my life that, one, we have a Christian home, but more importantly, well, not as important, but more importantly, I retaught history, and so is my husband at home, so they know the true history. But it's really hard to do. It's like fighting the system.
Yeah.
So all mine know the true history.
Good.
But I think as parents, we have to counter fight what the internet's doing, because it really surfaces everything. So,
oh, yeah. Yeah, it sure does. It sure does, Julie.
And the comments about AOC makes, and the comments other people make, like the Holocaust didn't happen and this wasn't really a horrible day, it just really saddens and scares me.
Yeah.
So I just hope in this next, you know, 2-3 elections, 2020, 2024, that socialism doesn't take hold.
Yeah. Well, we have to keep fighting and make sure that that does not happen, Julie. Hey, appreciate you listening. So you still live in Woodruff?
No, I never lived in Woodruff. I drove 45 minutes.
You worked in Woodruff. I got you. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I work two jobs now and teach medical students.
Yeah.
But thank you for everything you do. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Julie. Appreciate you listening in Spartanburg. Steven is in Hickory Tavern. Welcome in, Steven.
Morning.
How are you, sir? Doing? I'm good. Hope you are.
I'm doing well. Sitting in my office. Just starting the day out. On 9/11, I was a firefighter at Simpsonville City Fire Department. And I was by myself at Station 3, and we were not allowed to watch television until after 5.
Mm-hmm.
We came in at 7:45 at night, the night before, and we got off at 7:45 that night. My brother-in-law, who was a reserve deputy and a firefighter in Lawrence, was working at Lowe's in Simpsonville at the time, and it was about the time they pulled the TVs out, so they didn't have any clue what was going on. He called me at work and said, "Hey, do you know what's going on?" And so I kept him updated through the whole thing. My captain called over to the station and told me to turn the TV on, and I said, "Chief said we can't watch TV during the daytime." He said, "He changed his mind this morning." And I went, "Okay, something big's up." He wouldn't tell me what. I said, "What channel?" He said, "It doesn't matter."
Yeah.
So
interesting.
I turned the TV on and I sat and watched. And I would say probably by noonish, people started to trickle into the station, and they brought cookies and cakes and teddy bears and effectively set a shrine up, because we were right there across from the YMCA. They set a memorial up right in front of the station.
Yeah.
And they came in and talked to us and thanked us for about what we did. By then, the guy that I was with had come back out of the station. He had finished his duties for the day. And for us, life went on. We had a job to do, and we did what we had to do. And we kept going. And, you know, having a daughter that's a freshman at PC, this last year they had a special speaker come into the high school that she went to speak on 9/11, because they were the last graduating class that every member of the class was alive on 9/11.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I hadn't even thought about that, Stephen. But, yeah, that's throughout this morning, a number of callers and texters and emails that I've received, Stephen, they talked about that we've got to teach our young people what happened. It can't just become another day in our nation's history. We have to keep it in the forefront of our thoughts. And it's like I've said over and over this morning, a lot of things that we do today, a lot of the ways that our lives have changed have been as a result of 9/11 and what happened on that horrific morning in Lower Manhattan and at the Pentagon and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Again, you can't go into a large office building now without showing your identification and going through metal detectors and all. You can't get on an airplane now without being patted down and going through metal detectors. I mean, so many things that have changed because, those men wanted to hurt Americans. They hated our country so badly that they came to our country, they hijacked these planes, and they killed 3,000 people in the process. Not to mention, people whose lives have been changed in so many different ways following that. You still have firefighters in New York City who are still suffering because of illness, because they went into that building and they helped with the cleanup afterwards.
Now, I've been in the fire service since 1990, so that's a pretty good while.
Yeah.
Almost 30 years, and over my career, I've met a number of gentlemen and ladies who have worked the pile. One of them lives in Florida. He's worked the pile during 9/11. Yeah, once an hour or so, he started headed up with USAR from Florida. And, yeah, he said life goes on, but the memory of those can't stop.
Oh, yeah. You can't. You'll never. Those men and women will never forget that. Hey, Stephen, appreciate your phone call. Thank you for your service with the fire department.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.